every Christian should reserve an hour of meditation and prayer unto God. Whether it be late at night or early in the morning, riding the subway or maybe the bus, or maybe in your own automobile as you drive along the busy highways of life. Nice every now and then to pull aside and say, Lord, I thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Thank you for your goodness up until this present time. For we realize it's not because we've been so good, but just because you've been so merciful. And there's times when we should have on our lips a prayer of thanksgiving, where we say, thank you, God, for letting me see a brand new day that I've never witnessed before. Then there are going to come times in your lives when everything's going to be upset and turmoil and distress is all around you. But in seasons, of distress and grief, I don't know about anybody else, but when these times come in my life, my soul has often found relief. Thank God. And when I talk to him in the sweet hour of prayer, I often escape. I often escape the tempter's snare. For there are so many that desire to see me fall. But if I can just manage to steal away for a moment and tell Jesus all, he lets me know by his returning. He gives me a communion with him when I humble myself in the sweet hour. Oh, such a wonderful hour of prayer.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases people are slipping away. The economy's down. People can't get enough pay. But as for me, I said, see there are folks without homes. They're living out in the streets. And the drug habits. I'm not just talking about folks out in the street, but right in the church, drug habits of some folks hiding, just can't beat. There are murders and robbers. No place seems to be safe, Lord, but you've been my protection. You've been my protection. Every step of the way. Yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. And I want to say, and I want to say, and I want to say, thank you.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the Glorious Gospel Hour. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. I hope everyone is ready for this brand new day. Great song there coming from Walter Hawkins entitled Thank You. Our next song coming up is coming from Rance Allen. It's entitled That Will Be Good Enough for Me.
Hey. I've never been to Paris. In the spring or the fall, I've never been to India. No. See the Taj Mahal alone. I've never been to Switzerland, no. See the Winter Games play. I've never been to New Orleans, oh. Carnival of Mardi Gras day, yeah. Never been to London. On a foggy day, yeah. I've never been. You're gone to live plain. All I want to do is make it to heaven. That's all I want. That's all I want. I declare that will be good enough for me. Because heaven is a place where I want to be. Hey, man. In the spring or the fall. Never been to India. See the Taj Mahal furlong. Never been to Switzerland, no. See the Winter Games play. I declare that will be good enough for me. I've become a heaven. Heaven is a place where I want to be. Talking about heaven, where the streets are made of gold. Think it soothes his own weary soul. Heaven, I'm gonna sit down in the crystal seat one day.
worship him. Get those hands up. Come on and bless them. Come on and worship the Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. Come on and receive it by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 31 minutes after the hour. I'd kind of thank everyone for joining this morning. Great song there coming from Shirley Caesar entitled You're Next in Line for a Miracle. Be sure when you get on the highway today, please, by all means, do not text and drive. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song, before we go into our next song, we'd like to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you celebrate an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song that you hear will be coming from Daryl Coley, Marek Brown Clark, and Marvin Sapp, entitled You Just Stand.
Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? and you smile while your heart has been broken and so filled with pain. Yeah, yeah. Tell me, what do you give when you give in your all? It seems like you can't make it through. Whoa, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see you do. Oh, after you've done, you can. You just stand
and be sure. Be not entangled in that bondage again.
Keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and time for the Clark Sisters, everybody.
You bring out You ought to be there when he made me whole. Thank you. of your faith. Take six.
Yo, Larry, man, you think you can sing this song today? Buddy, no, man, Melvin, too high for me, man. Well, look, hey, here, dude, come on, man, come on, hold on. Kick the shoulder, shoulder, shoulder.
Hold me very tight. You love me in every way.
Giving me this gift, and I'd like to thank you for being reflections of this gift, because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself up there. And no matter what anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold, hungry when I'm hungry. Miss my mama when we're away. Get tired. I'm a person. And I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby Fly. And because I am her yeye. Yeah, yeah, meaning mother, Swahili.
Turn to. The world and the odds are against us. you don't have to guess. The answer is yes.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. This is the morning variety hour. It is also time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Aries Spears.
You know what I found out growing up? It shocked me. White kids are just as shocked to find out black kids don't talk back to their parents as we are when we hear them talk back to theirs. Because I used to have a little buddy who would come over to my house on the weekends, a little Nate. We'd be in my room playing video games. My mother used to come in the room on us and cuss me out for no reason. Just scare the hell out of both of us. We'd be in the room playing Mario Brothers. She'd come kick open the door like SWAT. We on level 4. She just... Every time, many times that I told you to clean this room, cut that damn game off and clean this room. I come back, this room ain't clean. I'm going to take the Nintendo cord, wrap it around your neck, and stick it in your ass. Boy, I ain't playing with you. This ain't no threat. This a problem. Try me, boy. Try me. My white friend would turn to me offended like, dude, what the hell? She can't do that, man. This is your space. This is your area. She's violating your right to privacy. You should say something. You want me to go say something? I'd be so scared, I start talking to him like a slave from Roots, like, you's gonna get me's in trouble. I like you, Nate, I really do's. But my parents is good black folk, they gives me food, they gives me sleeps. Now you get away from round here with that foolishness. Get from here. Look, some of the black people chiming in. Let my people go. My mother smacked a white boy. He turned into me. Wade in the water. That's foreign to a lot of the white people. You're like, really? Speaking of physical abuse, before I go, I got to talk about an interesting experience I had with one of my favorite athletes, Mike Tyson. I know a lot of people don't like Mike, but I like Mike. I'm with Mike to the end, which is now, but I'm with him. I actually met Mike, man. It was really crazy because I'm such a big fan of his. I did this show called The Best Damn Sports Show, and I'm sitting on a panel, and it's me, Tyson, Tom Arnold, and John Sally. And Tom Arnold puts me on the spot and turns to Mike and says, Mike, Aries does a good impression of you. Aries, do it. You can smell the feces already, can't you? And usually when I do impressions in front of actual celebrities, they all say the same thing. Oh my God, that was very nice. I'm flattered. Thank you. But with Mike, it was weird because I did the impression and I was like, you know, I love boxing and everything that it's done for me. But sometimes I get very frustrated with the media, which is why I get very tyrannical with you. And Mike was kind of laughing, but he wasn't. And he had like this snarl on his face. And after about 6 seconds, he finally said, you know, if you did that 2 or 3 years ago, I'd have chased you down the street and punched you in the spleen. But based on where I'm at in my life right now, I'm very flattered. Thank you. And after he said it, I was cool, but I can't lie. I peed a little bit. It wasn't like a big stain, just whoop, just a drop, but I didn't want to get on TV. Listen, y'all have been fun. Thank you.
Yeah. I realize that you've been hurt deeply, because I've been there. But regardless to who, what, why, when, and where, we're all precious in His sight. And a rose is still and always will be a rose.
Insecure. Then you came with your sticky game. You played with us. Equal You said dancing, but when I just asked, you said shopping. Tell me which one you were doing.
Oh, baby, I'm honestly confused.
Yeah, right, you're real confused. Tell me where you been.
Dancing.
Dancing where? The name of the club.
Kisses.
What time it is? While you at it, call a cab. It's obvious you're playing around. Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Baby, I'm a victim of circumstances.
Whoa.
Why you don't believe me, I don't understand it.
Trying to slick a can of oil, who you think you're fooling? Now get on out my face,
baby,
or I catch another can.
Wait.
Go upstairs, pack your bag.
I know I never meant to hurt you. worry about tomorrow, cause today is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you, I see my mom in you. It's like a feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If we keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing the gown, I'm wearing the crown. Pound for pound, we the freshest couple in town.
When my mind falls, you're not.